Phoneboy Speaks, episode 138, Solitaire. Solitaire. I'm sure people of my generation have played it. I don't know how many kids of today's generation have even learned it, or, you know, even if they do, they may have played it on the computer. But, you know, of course, I had to play it the old-fashioned way with cards. And you know, I learned Klondike, which is the variant that most people probably know if they don't know it by name. You know, they might know Free Cell from the computer, but the version of Solitaire I play is called Canfield. And I found it in the Hoyle Book of Card Games, which I got at a flea market or something as a child. And, you know, there's a lot of different games in that book. But the reason I keyed on that one in particular is that, number one, it's a little more difficult to win than the traditional Klondike. I mean, not that Free Cell's easy either, but Free Cell's a little harder to play with real cards because of the rules of Free Cell. A little harder to keep track of that and make sure that you're actually following them, whereas with Canfield, they're not that difficult, but the way the game is played, it's very difficult to win. But the more important thing is that the playing surface needed for Canfield is actually pretty small, and it's small enough that it will fit on a airplane train table or tray table. And the reason that was important is because I had to fly between San Francisco and the Big Island of Hawaii, which is about a 5 or 6 hour flight. And, you know, in those days, they didn't have the sort of traditional forms of entertainment that we have now with iPods and iPads and, you know, Android Hoosits and laptops and whatnot. You know, you had to read, you had to talk with your neighbor, or just kind of sit there or sleep. And, you know, I played solitaire, during a lot of those flights, as a child. And, you know, even today when I'll play Go Fish with my kids using a deck of cards or some other, you know, whatever game that I want to play. And, I'll sit there and I'll play Canfield. And tonight when I was doing that, I'd realized that it's kind of a metaphor for life, because, you know, you can, you know, there's always gonna be people that are going to help you, but at the end of the day, it's you versus the world, or, you know, you versus the deck of cards. And sometimes you don't get the right cards in the right order. And, you know, or sometimes you do okay, right? Sometimes you don't, you know, completely crush it and win. In fact, with Canfield, you very rarely do. You very rarely get all the cards up to the home. And a lot of times it's just a busted deal and you don't even get anything. And, you know, there's a lot of things in life like that. So, I guess I'm just kind of in a reflective mood tonight, and the typical tech stuff is kind of boring. So that's why I'm doing a podcast about solitaire. Seems kind of a silly thing, but it'd be interesting to see if any of you still play solitaire. I mean, not on the computer necessarily, but a real solitaire with cards. Because it just seems wrong to play it on the computer or the phone. And I mean, not that to say that I haven't done it, but if I really want to sort of get into that zone, I like it with a deck of cards. And I don't think anything, you know, as digitized as things get, I mean, I don't think there's anything that will ever sort of replace playing solitaire with an actual deck of cards.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.